Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want, and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's a synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
Or listen to.
Or be with.
How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. You can follow us. We look better online. It's at Joe and Alex Show for Twitter and Instagram. To my left, dressed up like she's cold as usual. Alex Clark, good morning.
Good morning. I discovered yesterday that I have a new fear or phobia.
Ooh.
Oh, gosh. What is it?
I cannot watch videos of people brushing their teeth. I can't
do it. Let me ask you a question. How did you stumble upon videos of people brushing their teeth?
Well, I say people, but it was one person in particular that really pushed me over the edge. It was Jenna Fischer, who plays Pam in The Office. She's in a new show now on TV because obviously The Office is done. And so she, on her Instagram story yesterday, did like a behind the scenes of her filming her new show. And one of the things that she had to do yesterday behind the scenes was brush her teeth before a big makeout scene. And so she's like, oh, I'm here brushing my teeth. And like just watching her, it like made my body get goosebumps. I felt like I was going to gag. I mean, I hate watching people brush their teeth. I also hate when someone brushes my teeth for me. Like when you go to the dentist and they do
it. Oh, I hate that feeling.
Who brushes your teeth at the dentist?
The dentist does.
The dental hygienist.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They use that little spinny thing as the toothbrush
and they always go around. And then they always have the toothpaste that's like a ring.
They're polishing your teeth. They're not brushing your teeth
for you.
They're
brushing. It's a toothpaste.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually like that part of the dentist because it just feels extra clean. I'm like,
see, I think I have really sensitive teeth, and so it just gives me goosebumps. It's like the equivalent for people that don't like nails on a chalkboard or like an alarm clock sound. Like all of those, you know, give people goosebumps. Brushing teeth gives me goosebumps.
You know what I think is very bizarre? You can't handle watching people get their teeth brushed, but then at the same time, you love to talk about like cannibals and like them cooking
true crime, eating them as stew.
It's
like, weird.
Watching videos online of babies getting their back cracked, you know, like the alignment.
Oh, I love that. But that's not gross.
Oh, yes, it is. Looks like they're killing the babies.
So weird.
Because little babies get their backs lined too.
I never said that I made sense. What about you, Liv? What'd you do yesterday?
You know what? I got my nails done.
Let's see. It's about time.
Okay.
Actually, those are cuter. Those are like holograms.
Yeah, it's like...
Ooh,
I love this color.
I know. I'm obsessed with it. I'll take a picture of it and put it on my Instagram. I love, 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 love the color. It's super cute.
Let's put it up on the Joe and Alex Show. We'll put all three of our nails up and they'll have to guess whose nails are who.
Perfect. You can guess which color you like better, mine or Alex's.
Well, hey, I didn't say you two.
I just got mine done, too.
I know. I've actually noticed yours a couple of days ago. I like them. They're very Halloween-ish.
That's what I was thinking.
Hello.
Yeah, I like it.
Are these? Can you see these?
They're better than your toenails.
Yeah, they are better than your toenails.
Oh, you are. Hey, thank you.
You can guess our hands on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
My name is Joe, and I am not sure if I'm going to commit myself to watching This Is Us this year.
Why?
I don't know. I've heard mixed reviews about it,
and I
missed it this past week. You guys said it wasn't. It was like okay. It wasn't that good.
They're just establishing the new storyline for the season. It's not like all of a sudden it's going to be juicy. It takes a couple episodes.
And also, it was really good. Don't get me wrong. It was just like there were no scenes of them running through a house that was burning on fire.
That's not going to be the first couple episodes.
Am I going to cry? I need to cry.
Yes, I teared up at one of the parts yesterday. I'm not going to tell you what part, but yeah.
All right. I will give it a try this weekend, but if I'm not crying, I'm out. And I hate to say that
about
This Is Us.
Maybe you are actually just growing some kahunas. Maybe you just won't cry as much, okay?
No.
Can't that be an option?
No, the estrogen that I got checked in my body is way out of control.
Okay.
I know I'm going to be crying if it's good, so we'll see. You can let us know, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, if you are liking the start so far of This Is Us this season.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ben Affleck has broken his silence after completing 40 days in rehab for alcohol addiction. The 46-year-old actor shared a statement to his 4 million followers on Instagram about his battle to remain sober. He said, "This week I completed a 40-day stay at a treatment center for alcohol addiction and remain in outpatient care. The support I have received from my family, colleagues, and fans means more to me than I can say. It's given me the strength and support to speak about my illness with others. Battling my addiction is a lifelong and difficult struggle. Because of that, one is never really in or out of treatment. It is a full-time commitment. I'm fighting for myself and my family. So many people have reached out on social media and spoken about their own journeys with addiction. To those people, I want to say thank you. Your strength is inspiring and is supporting me in ways I didn't know was possible. It helps me know I am not alone, as I've had to remind myself if you have a problem, getting help is a sign of courage, not weakness or failure. With acceptance and humility, I continue to avail myself with the help of so many people, and I'm grateful to all those who are there for me. I hope down the road I can offer an example to those who are struggling." Now, Jennifer Garner wants her divorce from Ben Affleck to be done and over with, so she has filed legal docs to speed up the process. She wants to have everything finalized by the end of the year. She's asking the judge in her divorce to have the case yanked from the court system and put in the hands of a private judge. The reason being because a private judge can accelerate the process and handle the final details quickly. Uh-huh. Jen filed for divorce in April of last year, and the couple's been separated since 2015.
That's got to be tough. And I'm not, I mean, it's tough for everybody, but I almost feel bad for him trying to recover, get over the addiction.
Yep.
And it's like, I know if somebody was like, Lindsay tried, was going to divorce me in the process, I'm like, oh God, please.
That's hard. It's real hard. Shawn Mendes apologized to James Charles. He's a makeup person on YouTube.
Okay.
And it was reported that Shawn was creeped out by comments that this James guy kept on making on his Instagram, like, "Can you juggle me like that?" Shawn allegedly told fans at a secret album listening party, "That dude is always commenting weird blank on my posts." Well, James found out and was super upset and sorry if he felt like Shawn, you know, was saying that he was sexually harassing him. So Shawn reached out to James to apologize and said, "Sorry about all this. I've never said I didn't like you or that you make me uncomfortable. Your comments actually make me laugh and I love them." James then tweeted, "Thank you so much, Shawn Mendes, for clearing everything up. I love you the most. Wow, I'm so happy."
Wish somebody would tweet me and want to juggle my stuff.
I feel, though, like Shawn was being truthful of these comments make me uncomfortable. And
well,
that he just didn't want to have backlash of somebody feeling.
No, he never said that they were uncomfortable. He was just saying they were weird. But
right.
I think that someone can be leaving weird comments on your stuff, but that doesn't necessarily make them uncomfortable. They're just bizarre.
I would
and
hope
weird
so.
Because
you don't think Shawn just felt the pressure to like just be nice to everybody, even though that's not how he truly feels?
Not at all. He's probably just like, that dude's always commenting weird, weird stuff.
I was going to say, you can't be calling people out if that's what either one of you are doing, because I've seen you go, "Daddy."
Oh, I do.
I've seen you yummy on
I'm not afraid.
Day.
Yeah, and I comment.
No double standard here.
Yeah, I have that big cat, that Barcel personality. I'm always commenting like bizarre and obscure things on his posts, and like I probably doesn't make him uncomfortable. He's probably just like, this girl's crazy, and like makes him laugh.
Well, tell me if you guys would be interested in seeing this. Snoop Dogg is doing his own play called Redemption of a Dog, and he stars alongside Tamar Braxton. Snoop says the play is all about his life and struggles coming over his fame, covering his rise to fame, his missteps, and his redemption. The play is debuting in Houston this week, and he's planning to take it to Broadway.
I would definitely like to see that. That'd be pretty dope.
Oh, it's a lot of great singing, a lot of good rapping, a lot of great acting. It's a great show. I mean, I'm mad that I'm in the show because I want to see it. So I believe Broadway's coming down to check us out on our second show Saturday in Houston. We're doing three shows out here in Houston. So Broadway's coming down Saturday to sneak a peek and see if we're worthy of the call.
And I wonder if his play is going to be like the concerts I've always been to where they start about 2.5 hours after he's supposed to be on stage.
Probably.
Because that pisses me off.
And Lady Gaga was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and talked about changing her appearance for A Star Is Born.
You know, the thing is that, you know, me without makeup and me with my natural hair, that's not actually me. Like, this is me. So I had to really get inside of that. And I changed my hair and I took off my makeup months before filming the movie because I had to get into character and I had to get used to it. And it was actually kind of liberating because nobody knew who I was.
She also talked about what she would be doing if she wasn't Lady Gaga.
If I didn't have an ability to share my songs, I don't know who I would be. You know, it's part of who I am. It's part of what made me happy my whole life. You know, if I wasn't sitting here with you right now, I'd still be in a bar downtown, banging on a piano somewhere with my high heel on the keys, singing my brains off.
She looks beautiful, by the way, like natural. I thought she was
the prettiest she's ever looked in A Star Is Born. By the way, A Star Is Born is out in theaters now. Coming up after 7:15, which actress had a tweet yesterday that landed her in hot water for using the N-word?
What? It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. If you are struggling to date, thank God I got my wife locked down. I mean, she could divorce me, but as far as I know, 6 years and counting ain't going nowhere. But if you do struggle to date, you might want to try what this one girl's doing. A 21-year-old woman in D.C. has figured out a way to get constructive feedback from exes and people that she dated. She asks them to fill out a very detailed exit survey to figure out what went wrong in the relationship. It's not a bad idea, right?
Man, a true hero living among us.
Now, here's what it is. The document mimics kind of one of those job things where, you know, you leave, they get feedback from you, like, what happened, what do you think, yada, yada. The woman revealed that she created the survey recently after being ghosted, which happens, if you don't know, when somebody just abruptly ends it and just falls off the face of the earth and disappears like a ghost. Liv, I feel like you haven't, but have you been ghosted before?
I've been ghosted one time. I have ghosted guys.
Yep, I was going to say, you're the ghost.
Which I feel bad about, but sometimes it's just the easiest exit strategy.
It's the most cowardly exit strategy.
For sure, but what about me makes it seem like I haven't been a coward in my life before.
No, have you been ghosted, Alex?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that's gotta
suck. I feel
like
everyone nowadays has been ghosted.
Everyone's gone through
that. I was ghosted before it was a thing.
Ooh. That's rough. Yeah.
What is it called when they give a restraining order? What's that?
Psycho.
I mean, what do you mean? You just said it. Restraining
harassment?
Order.
Oh, is that, yeah. I don't know what it is. So what she did is she doesn't want the situation to happen again in the future. So she's been sending the survey out, and she said she received some responses that were actually kind of considerate, not too butthurt. People actually were like, okay, I'll help you out here.
What'd they say?
Well, I don't know if everything, let's see. She said, here it is. She revealed a few of the responses. What could she have done to enhance the experience for you? The answer included, come to some bars with me, no biting. Apparently, she was a biter.
What?
Went to Maine with me and give me a shoulder massage. And then somebody else said more tater tots. So.
Okay, this girl sounds selfish.
No, just tater tots.
I don't think it's a terrible idea. I mean, what do you think? You think it, I think
I like
it would work.
I
like it. Honestly, if she can handle the constructive criticism, more power to her. I just would not want to read through all their answers. I'd love to know homework.
No, I'd like to know, actually. I think it'd be fun for all of us to contact an ex and ask them to answer these questions and then read them on the air.
Okay, let's try to do that on Monday.
I literally have an ex that I can contact and ask him to
Alex, do you have any exes that you can contact?
Yeah.
I don't think I have any that'll talk to me.
It can't be the one that like you're so good friends with.
That's the point. I can't reach out to one that's like married that hasn't talked to me in 5 years and hates me.
That's the one you do.
That's the one you need the constructive criticism.
He won't respond. That's what I'm saying, though. He won't respond.
Why?
Like the ones that I at least am friendly with. It's not like I talk to on a regular basis. Like, but we're just like on good terms. Like they would actually give me an answer.
We won't know until
we know.
Do it. Yeah, we won't know until we know.
Right.
Wow. This Liv. I'll tell you what, you don't know a lot of things, but you know good ideas sometimes, and that is genius. All right,
that's what I said. I was thinking it.
Oh, okay, you both. Everybody gets a star. Does anybody else want a gold star this morning? We all get a gold star for ideas right here. This is going to be great. Okay, let's start working on that, and then hopefully on Monday or sometime next week, we will get to find out a little feedback.
Well, it should be this time Monday.
What questions should we ask these people?
The exact one she did.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have her whole thing. I got to look through the list, I'm saying. But
I think I can find her whole list.
All right, find it, and we'll do that around this time Monday here on the Joe and Alex Show. Joe's need to know news. Ish goes down on the east side. Did you guys see this video? It's going viral of an indie woman here talking to the news. Her name's Ellie. Residents in Irvington reportedly heard a loud explosion in the neighborhood late Wednesday night. An unknown item exploded actually in the little dirt median right there at South Bolton and East Washington Street. And they don't know what the device was, but it blew up about a 1 foot deep by 1 foot wide hole across that in the dirt. So it was something. I don't know if it was like a firework or what it might have been. But a woman named Ellie has gone viral for her interview about the incident.
I was in my apartment and just drinking a glass of wine, and the whole building shook like an apocalyptic earthquake. It was crazy.
Did you hear some, or was it just the sensation?
Loud boom. Yeah, totally sounded like it went off like right next to me. I thought maybe my upstairs neighbor like had some happen, but it was...
Well, you actually thought it was inside your building.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was crazy.
How does that register with you?
I mean, I live on the east side. I work on the east side. I'm here all the time, so it's definitely crazy, but I'm not terribly concerned. I mean, some bull always going down on the east side.
Ain't that the truth?
What's funny about Ellie is that as she's doing this interview and she's acting so nonchalant about a freaking bomb or whatever it was going off right next to her apartment, she's just taking drags of her cigarette. She was just drinking some wine, heard a bomb. She's like, whatever. There's always some BS on the east side. And so everyone in Indy, like on all the news Facebook pages that this has been posted, everything is just commenting like, oh, I want to be Ellie's best friend. Everyone wants to be Ellie's friend.
I told Live the Web Girl to reach out to her so they can hang.
I feel like we'd really get along.
I think you would too.
All right. Man, it's funny when you see these stories of people having items around their house and they don't even act like it's anything. It's just junk and it's worth so much money. This happened with a rock that a Michigan family has been using as a doorstop for the past decade is actually a meteorite worth $100,000. You just sitting there to keep your door open. It's $100,000.
I don't get how a rock can be worth money.
It's a meteorite. It's from space.
I know, but like who pays them? Like the bank?
Yeah, I don't get it either.
I don't know who pays it, but somebody's going to pay it. People pay so much money for dumb things. It's a 22-pound rock. It was identified after the family brought it to a science professor out of curiosity. They heard about meteorite hunters coming to the area where they were at, and they wanted to find out if it was worth anything. And they're like, yeah, this is worth $100,000.
A meteorite hunter.
Wait, are we job shaming this morning?
If I saw that on Bumble, I'd be like, nerd.
This is something that I think would be a good excuse for guys out there, but could actually be very dangerous too. There's a new strip club going up in Texas called the Emergency Room. And even though they can legally use the name Emergency Room, people are worried it could be confusing to some and that they might actually go there when they're having like a heart attack or some kind of an issue.
Somebody call 911. Shody's fire
dancing.
Burning on the dance floor.
Whoa. Imagine you put that into your, you know, GPS, like, emergency room.
Yeah, that's
Take
dangerous.
It there. It's like, seriously, hey, I'm in love with a stripper.
You just end up, like, hammered in, like, club clothes, like, at the actual emergency room, like, walking into the hospital.
It might be better service than you get if you went to some emergency rooms, yeah. You know what I mean? A little alcohol might help with that pain you got there.
Can I get some vodka Red Bull?
Thank you, doctor. Thank you, nurse. Late night stuff happening last night. The Patriots, they beat the Colts. Oh, the Colts didn't look that good. 38-24. Colts fall to 1-4 on the season. Oh, that is...
Oh, no! We suck again!
Yep. Tomorrow, Illinois at Purdue, Ohio State at IU. And this is kind of cool. You guys know who Garth Brooks is, right? We're not a country station, but do you know who he is? All right, check out this story about a guy singing some Garth Brooks for like 36 hours.
Whoa. The same Garth Brooks song for 36 hours straight? It's for a good cause.
Because I got friends in low places.
My sister is diagnosed a two-time survivor. She had thyroid cancer and she also had breast cancer.
I got friends in low places.
Sounds just like him.
I'm part of an organization called Real Men Wear Pink, and we are an arm of the American Cancer Society. We raise money for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Foundation. And we support each other in our efforts to raise money for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Foundation.
You'll never hear me complain.
Come on.
It just moved me to
action. Oh, they're going to sing more.
I'll sing with you, Joe.
So, okay, one second.
It means so much to me to see them, you know, living their lives, living with the disease, and anything that I can do to help raise money for that cause, I'll do that.
That's
awesome. I love him.
What a great man. All right, let's do it.
Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.
Alex, come on.
I don't know the words.
And I'll be okay.
Thank you for that.
I'm not into social graces. They go head on down to the oasis. Oh, I got friends.
Somebody just skid off the road,
no
I heard.
No places.
Yeah. That was interesting. That right there is what they call Joe's Need to Know News. Check out all these stories, see the video and the pictures at RadioNowIndy.com. Well, good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9, and we would like to give you some Indy Screen Park passes this morning.
Red Rum. Red Rum.
Okay. Thank you, Alex. Actually, Alex isn't just making random voices. From the movie The Shining, this is the actual clip.
Red Rum. Red Rum.
You know, spelling murder red backwards. Murder spelled backwards is red rum.
It's murder.
Holla, holla. Alex, what do you got? Like a backwards spelling bee today?
Yeah, so in honor of red rum, have to spell these scary words backwards in under 10 seconds. You have to get two in a row right. If you miss the second word or whatever, then we are going to move on to the next person on hold. So keep calling at 317-239-1009 for the red rum spelling bee.
Aubrey in Noblesville, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hi.
You scared? You nervous? What's wrong?
Yes, very.
Are you a good speller?
I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, we'll find out right now. So your first word that you need to spell backwards, you've got 10 seconds, is evil.
L-I-V.
Correct.
Wow.
One for one. She did good there. She did good.
That's all impressive. Right.
Spell blood.
D-O-O-L-B.
Correct. There you go.
Wait, that's it?
That's it. I think, should we do another one?
Yes, but do one without your friend helping you in the background. Let's see how you do alone.
Spell mummy.
Y-M-M-U-N.
That's correct.
Wow.
Man, she's like a prodigy.
Are you a doctor?
No.
No.
For contrast, let's have Joe try. Joe, spell bat.
T-A-B.
Spell clown.
N-W-O-L-C.
That's correct!
Yeah! Wow. Let's have Live the Web Girl try it!
Okay. Live the Web Girl, try yell.
L-L-E-Y.
That's right. Wow.
One more.
That's all I have. You can spell murder.
R-E-D-U-M.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Yeah!
R-E-D... R-U-M.
Yes, it's red rum.
Hey! Yeah, you can't dab when you got it wrong.
Are you kidding me? I got the hardest one and I got it right.
That
the
wasn't
next
even
try.
That hard.
Well, congratulations, girlfriend. You're going to go to Indy Screen Park.
Yay!
Yesterday, we went out. We grabbed lunch. You know what? I don't know how you feel, Alex, and Live the Web Girl, but I enjoyed hanging out with you two yesterday and getting some food. We went to Patachu, which I've only been to one time, I think, like almost 2 years ago when they were interviewing Alex and I for this job. And it was delicious, but I haven't been there since.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It was good. I got there and sit down, and it's like, well, what would you like to drink? And what did you get, Alex? Like a water?
I just had water.
Liv, what'd you get? I don't even remember everything.
I got a water and a black coffee.
Okay, yeah. And I was like, somebody else ordered, and they got like an Arnold Palmer iced tea. That's like the iced tea lemonade mix. If you don't know what that is, it's really good. Really nice when you put alcohol in it and call it a John Daly. But I didn't know what I was going to get, and I actually got a Coke at first. I'm like, wait a minute. I'll take that too. But I felt like a tool. I felt so just like... I felt like everybody's looking at me when I changed my order to what that person
Something
got.
Something is seriously wrong with you.
And then it came down to order food, and it's like, okay, Alex ordered some weird poo-poo soup or something.
Split pea soup.
It looked like puke.
Yeah, it's good, though.
Liv, of course, said, hey, can I just have a head of lettuce? They're like, oh, no problem. So she just munched on it or
She'd
something
actually
like a
asked,
rabbit.
Asked for just like a bowl of dirt.
I did not. I got avocado toast.
She's like, sheesh. Is this organic dirt? Any good stuff to keep me regular? And then the person next to us, I never met this person before. They ordered something, and it made me want to change my order. So I did. I ordered what they ordered, too. I got the exact same thing that they did.
Same drink, same meal.
Same everything, and I felt like, oh, my God. Like, it was good. I enjoyed the meal. It was so good, but I just felt like you were looking at me, Alex. I feel like Liv was looking at me like, Joe ordered exactly what that person got. Am
Literally,
I wrong about this or no?
You are very wrong. Absolutely nobody cares what you order.
I think it speaks to your anxiety, how much you were worried about it, and no one else noticed.
Yeah, nobody cares.
239-1009. Does anybody else struggle with this, where you have an idea like what you're going to eat when you go out, but then you like end up ordering exactly what somebody else does? Or am I think I'm the only one, which makes
people
me even feel weirder.
No, people do it all the time. Like, you see what your friend's wearing, you're like, oh, that looks good, I'll get that.
Right, exactly. You're the only one that stresses about it.
But do you ever do that? Like, have you, not even saying you stress, but have you ever went out and you'd be like, oh, I'm just going to change my order completely?
Yeah, I'm like, if they say their order, I'm like, oh, I didn't even see that on the menu. That sounds better. I'm going to get that as well.
Yeah, nobody thinks it's weird for you to order what they order.
Okay, well, then maybe it's my opinion. If we went out and ordered food and you did that and it happened like multiple times, I'm like, oh my God, Liv's trying to suck up to me to be my buddy.
What?
That's what I would think it would be.
You are delusional.
Seriously, some major issues going on.
No, I mean, I ate the food. I have no problem with the food. It tasted really, really good.
Yeah, but in your mind, like, the stuff that you get insecure about is bizarre.
Yeah, and you stress out about it. I mean, sheesh. Like, you stress out about things that no human should stress out about.
There's no way I'm alone on this one. Nobody's calling, so now
exactly.
I feel, like, depressed about this.
Yeah, because no one, like,
Hold on. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Do you struggle with this same thing?
I do struggle.
Yes. We're not alone. We can have our own group. What's your name?
Amy.
Amy, tell us about it. What happens when you go out to eat?
Well, I mean, if I order something and then I eventually change my mind and, you know, the waitress already walked away and then I tell them I wanted something else, so I just feel embarrassed and I'm like, they have to do double the work and they're annoyed and I feel like everyone's like, oh my God, Amy, why did you just do that?
You can make it do more work.
Yeah, but Joe's not concerned about what the waiter thinks. He only cares, like, if he sees someone in a restaurant ordering something and he copies them, then that person thinks he's
weird. Well, I care about the waiter too. Don't act like I don't care about the hostess or the waiter. I have feelings.
Their opinions of you is what I'm saying. Amy, are you on anti-anxiety meds? Do you suffer from anxiety?
No, I do not, actually. I guess I care about what other people think.
Well, Joe should be on some anti-anxiety meds.
Well, I'm on something. I don't know.
They need to sprinkle in a little bit more.
Yeah, let's up your dosage. It's not working.
All right, Amy, I'll see you next Tuesday for our usual meetup so we can discuss our problem, okay?
I'll be there.
All right, awesome. I appreciate that.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
A Bette Midler tweet landed her in hot water yesterday. In the controversial tweet, the Hocus Pocus actress wrote, "Women are the N-word of the world." She continued, "Raped, beaten, enslaved, married off, worked like dumb animals, denied education and inheritance, enduring the pain and danger of childbirth and life in silence for thousands of years. They are the most disrespected creatures on earth." After mass backlash and calls for the tweet's deletion, Midler later issued an apology. She said, "The too brief investigation of allegations against Kavanaugh infuriated me. Angrily, I tweeted without thinking. My choice of words would be enraging to black women who doubly suffer, both by being women and by being black. I am an ally and I stand with you. Always have, and I apologize." Comedian Amy Schumer and model and actress Emily Ratajkowski were among more than 300 people arrested yesterday during a protest over Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. A video shows them being asked if they want to be arrested. This is what's weird. The police literally say, "Hey, do you want to be arrested?" Amy's like, "Yeah." And Emily's like, "Yes, please." And a guy on Twitter called Emily out over her claims of being arrested. Because, you know, Emily and Amy are, like, posting all these things like, "Today, it was a dark day. We were arrested for, you know, exercising our free speech and all this." And, like, this guy was like, "You politely asked if you could be arrested and you made the choice to be detained."
Attention. But the cops are, it's all for attention to their cause that they believe in. But the thing is, the cops aren't like, "Well, hey, you don't want to be arrested? Okay, we won't." They're going to arrest everybody that's there. That's like their final warning. Like, "Do you want to be arrested? Okay, because we're about to arrest you."
You don't just want to, like, leave and get out of here? And they're probably like, "No, I'm going to stand with all of these other people."
Right,
and
exactly.
Stand up
but
for
they
what
did
I believe in.
They did have the choice to stop what they were doing and not get arrested.
Yeah, I know, but, like, they're standing up for something they believe in.
Yeah.
So they didn't want to stop.
Right.
So wasn't there like, "Please arrest me"?
I mean,
they were.
Web girl and Broad Ripple on the weekend. Come on, arrest me.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were standing up for what they believe in, but they didn't technically have to get arrested. And so this guy on Twitter was just pointing that out, and it's been like a viral video
if they were breaking the law and assembling there, and they had to disperse. Yeah, they were. They were getting arrested.
I feel like if they would have left, they would have just looked like cowards. and not like stuck through with like what they were doing.
Well,
like,
it also protests. Looks shady being like, oh, woe is me. I got arrested when I didn't have to. 21 pilots are coming to India as part of their 2019 tour. They're going to be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse on June 28th of next year.
Yes!
Tickets go on sale at 9 a.m. October 12th. And of course, you'll be able to win tickets on Radio Now 100.9.
I want to see them. Have you guys seen them in concert?
No, but I've actually heard that they are amazing live.
Like, yeah.
But I'm not into rock. Like, I'm not a rock person.
But you don't
so
know
for me,
till you're in there and you're moshing, Alex. And you're punching other people in the face.
You know, people say that your favorite, Nickelback, are like some of the most amazing live performers too. I'm like, no thank you.
I just can't.
But people say
Imagine being in a crowd with a lighter. Look at this photograph.
I'll pass. And Chance the Rapper announced yesterday at a summit at his Social Works nonprofit that he is pledging $1 million to various programs tending to mental health services throughout Chicago, his hometown. He said, with the help of Social Works, we want to change the way that mental health resources are being accessed by you. The nonprofit organization also announced the launch of My State of Mind, which will focus on catering to the enrichment of mental health services. As part of Chance's pledge, 6 mental health initiatives will be receiving $100,000 in grants to assist in aiding their contributions to society. Just another example of Chance the Rapper going above and beyond and you know, all of the causes he believes in, he doesn't just talk about it, he actually does something, which is so respectable and so honorable, and he is just genuinely the best guy.
He puts the money where his mouth is.
Exactly. And if you believe in anything, no matter what it is, you should be doing that, getting out in your communities and actually addressing the issues that you have a problem with. And I think that a lot of people can learn from Chance. Coming up after 8:15, is Khloe Kardashian going to finally leave Tristan Thompson?
How can I do spoiler alert and just predict? No!
She's a very freaky girl. Super freak! She's super freaky!
Get your freak on! Get your freak on!
Oh, it's been a while, but by popular demand, Freak Show Friday is back on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. If you'd like to be on, maybe you're a little freaky, your friends say you're weird, maybe you don't even think it's that bad, well, we'll decide that. Email the show at joeandalexshow.
No.
joeandalexshow@gmail.com or on social media. That's what I meant to say. DM us. It's at Joe and Alex Show for Twitter and Instagram. And let us know what makes you so freaky or, you know, a little bit different. Seth, welcome to the Joe and Alex Show and Freak Show Friday. What's going on?
Good morning, everyone. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, what up, bud?
So I wanted to talk a little bit. So I have a fetish that's called stygiophilia.
What is that?
It basically, I'm turned on by the idea of damnation and hellfire.
Are you serious? That's a thing?
I'm serious. Yes, absolutely. Like, I know a lot of people are kind of scared about the end of the world. At least a lot of people I know are. But the idea of it is extremely desirable to me.
Are you kidding? Like, the idea of the world ending gets you, like, you get your jollies off to the idea of the world ending.
Yes, I get goosebumps. In fact, I don't know if I can say this, the first time that I ever choked a chicken, per se, was to the Left Behind movies.
Oh, my God.
My mom used to love those movies, and, you know, it's about the end of the world, if you don't know, like, people so... So, like, Jesus takes people to heaven, and then the ones who are saved kind of get sucked up into the sky, and, like, the only thing left are their clothes.
Yeah, I remember.
A pile of clothes. Mm-hmm. Just the idea of being one of the people on Earth during the apocalypse, it gets me going.
So you got to be kind of bummed out like that. President Trump is trying to get everything to happen right now with North Korea so that we don't have the end of the world, like a big nuclear bomb go off.
No, he probably is into it.
No, okay. He's got to be bummed that it might actually be working.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, the idea, like, literally the idea of President Trump, like, causing a nuclear war, it gives me chills. But they're, like, the good kind of chills. Like, I get the good kind of chills.
In a good way. But since it's working and, like, North Korea is kind of disarming themselves, now you're sad.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. And, like, so, like, one thing that's really hard for me to talk about is, like, so back in the year 2000 when the world didn't end, I went through several months of depression.
Y2K?
Yes. Yes. Because I was ready for it. Like, my body and soul were ready. But it did not happen.
So, do you, like, worship Satan or anything?
No. Okay, so I don't worship a devil. I don't have any desire or anything like that. Just the idea. So the idea of like a little naughty red man with a pointy stick, that's incredibly sexy to me.
Oh,
and I have went as the devil for Halloween 7 times now in the past.
Whoa.
10 years.
Okay, we could maybe try something new this year?
Maybe. I've already got the costume and I still fit in it, so why not?
So what else? I mean, are you like one of those people that's into like AC/DC? I'm guessing Highway to Hell is like your favorite song.
Well, no. So yeah, Highway to Hell get me going, but End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M. is my go-to.
Oh.
Like that's my ringtone actually.
Wait,
do we have that song?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
All right, let's see if this does it for you.
This is your ringtone, Seth.
Yes.
I mean, what else? What other weird preferences do you have? As somebody that's like into the end of the world, I'm just trying to think, like, what else? Like,
yeah, that would be kind of a deal breaker for me. Like, if someone doesn't think an apocalypse is going to happen, then that's kind of a deal breaker for me. Like, I kind of want to be on the same wavelength with them. What else? Oh, I love the name Damien as a boy. Like, for a boy's name, I love it.
Okay, that makes sense. What about, do you like spicy food?
Yes. Well, actually, not as spicy as, I'll say no. Like, I'll eat anything, but I don't really like super spicy food.
Gotcha.
So I'm kind of, you know, weird on that. And then my whole apartment is painted red.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, different shades of the color red. If I have the opportunity to have a fireplace on during, like, sexy time, then I will definitely do it.
Okay.
And I like to light candles.
Okay.
I mean, I know that's generic. I know that's not really...
Yeah, that's not end of the world stuff right there. That's just romantic.
But it is fire. It's fire. And do you have, like, a bunker or, like, a safe room for the apocalypse? Or you don't want a safe room because you want to die?
No. Oh, my God, no. I just want it all. I want to take it all in.
Seb, you are interesting.
Like, the idea of getting it on with someone like during the end of the world, like that's really just really sexy. Like that gets me feeling, you know.
Right. And so, and just one more time, what is it called, the fetish? Like the technical term or the medical term?
It's pronounced stygiophilia.
And that's a real thing that people have.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You go on the internet, you can find anything.
Only philia I've heard is like necrophilia. That's the only one I've ever heard of.
Yikes.
No, that's completely different.
So would you consider it more of like a lifestyle than just like a
fetish?
Preference and fetish?
I guess. I mean, but it's just, I consider it a fetish only because of the way that it makes me feel. Like I associate a lot of it with sexual desire.
Okay.
So that's why I kind of feel like it's a fetish, but I could be fine with it being a lifestyle.
All right. Well, Seth, you know what? It's not the worst thing we've ever heard, and it's very interesting for a Freak Show Friday.
It is interesting. Angie tweeted us at Joan Alex Show. She said, yay, Freak Show Friday is back. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Seth.
Thank you, guys.
All right. You have a good one. Wow. I mean... To each their own.
Get your emails in. Freak Show Friday's back, ladies and gents. If you want to be a part of it, joanalexshow@gmail.com.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Every Friday, I think we've heard it all, and then we have another freak.
Yeah, here you go, Seth. It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now, 100.9. This kid... Oh, this kid is going to be in some trouble. We want to know, what did your kid destroy? 317-239-1009. A Utah couple's 2-year-old son put more than $1,000 through a paper shredder.
Oh, man.
After helping his mom sort through the junk mail. Because, God, that's all we get nowadays. Ben and Jackie Benlap had an envelope with cash that suddenly disappeared. They discovered that their son, Leo, put the envelope through a paper shredder when they were not looking. So he just thought, hey, I'm helping mom, I'm helping dad. Here's the couple talking about how they were going to use the money for something.
I'm out digging through the trash, and she hollers and says, I found it. She's holding this shredder, and she says, I think the money is in here. we started laughing. We were just baffled that this could happen. And
I cried for a minute. You can't say we just laughed.
A few tears and then a bunch of laughs.
They were going to use the money to buy some college football season tickets.
Then I don't feel so bad for them.
Well, why? They saved up their money.
Well, I mean, yes, but I thought it was going to be like they needed it to pay their water bill or, you know, then you're like, oh no. But it's like, okay, well.
Yeah, I guess it's not as dramatic.
Yeah, if they've got enough extra money laying around to spend that much on just baseball or football or basketball, whatever it is, tickets, then, you know.
Ben called. That's the father. He called the Treasury Department to figure out, what do I need to do? Can I get this money back or am I in trouble?
He said, bag it up, little Ziploc bags, mail it to D.C., and between 1 and 2 years, you'll get your money back.
Whoa.
You did that.
Whoa.
The kid.
Whoa. You shredded all that money.
That is bizarre. It takes that long.
But I mean, well, I wonder if they actually have to piece it back together or what they have to do. But
I don't even know that was a thing. So if you ruin your money or something, then you send it to DC and they'll just fix it up. It's like money doctor.
At least they'll try to put it back together to prove that it's actual money. And then they print money all the time.
Yeah, that might be the case. I've heard of the American Girl doll hospital, where if your doll gets scratched up or banged up, you send it to the hospital and they like fix her all up and send it back to you. And she's literally got like a hospital wristlet on, a little doctor dress and all this.
All right, 317-239-1009. Let's go to the phones this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. Line number one. Hey, Amber on the Southwest side. What happened with your kid? What did they destroy?
I dyed my hair pink once, and my 2-year-old son got the bottle of pink hair dye out of the trash can, and he dyed his mohawk pink and our Dalmatian pink.
Oh my gosh, the dog! That is hilarious.
And that was not the first time he had dyed the dog.
Really? What was the other color?
It was a reddish color. He dropped Kool-Aid all over him.
Oh my gosh.
Your kid's not going to be like an artist one day, just painting amazing things. Now, is this mommy's fault, though, for leaving it out for him to get to?
It was in the trash can, yes. It was my fault, yes.
Wow.
I take complete blame for that. And once he had a brand new cell phone of mine, and I told him to put it down, and he threw it out the front door.
Yikes.
No way.
Wow. So how much would you say altogether this ended up costing you? Like, did you have to get the dog's dye out, or how much money are we looking at?
It didn't cost me anything. He had a mohawk. We just let it grow out and then cut his hair, and the dog just washed out of the dog eventually.
Gotcha.
There we go. Just a wasted Kool-Aid packet, but we'll survive.
Right.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
One time when I was babysitting, I was probably like 15 years old, a kid was playing with the Wii, and he was playing tennis, and he accidentally like served too hard and threw the Wii remote into the television and shattered the giant plasma screen TV in the basement.
Oh my gosh.
I got sick to my stomach immediately because I was like, he just ruined like a hundreds and like probably $1,000 television, and I'm like his supervisor.
Well, you got to wear that little bracelet around
your
wrist.
But even then, I'm always afraid it's going to come off there because I've played Wii tennis before, like on the Nintendo Wii, and it's just like, I mean, I've seen people, if you watch like videos on YouTube where they get their controller stuck in the TV, they throw it so hard.
Yes.
Jeez.
We had a mom DM us on Instagram at Joan Alex Show. She said, well, my kid didn't destroy anything, but he thought something destroyed me. We walked out of a public place once in the road. There was a big giant pothole and I fell in it. And my kid screamed out that a giant butthole got me.
I've been there before. 317-239-1009. We'll take more of your calls next on the Joe and Alex Show. And we're wondering, what did your kid destroy?
Wilmer says, Angie says, when my son was 5, he loved the Power Rangers, so he took a rock and carved a big SPD in the side of my husband's truck. What is SPD? Because I don't know Power Rangers. Do you know?
SP what?
SPD?
It's
something with the Power Rangers, but he carved it into their truck.
Try Googling it right now. We'll go to the phones, 317-239-1009, because I honestly don't know what that association is. Joe and Franklin, hey, good morning. What happened with
you? Morning. Oh, man, I was at work one day, and I got a phone call, and my wife was in tears. And I have this man loft, just to give you a backstory. So I'm in a man basement or man cave. It's a man loft. All my big screen, my cold stuff that's been in boxes for years that I'm allowed to finally take out.
Yeah.
So she's in tears, and she's like, I just want you to know that your two boys were into an argument up in your loft, And the youngest one decided to grab the Toy Story Woody doll, which has this big plastic head, and hurl it as hard as he could at my oldest son. And my oldest son was smart enough to duck. And when he ducked, it hit my big screen, my flat screen TV on the wall, and it cracked it. And I'm on the phone just like, babe, it's okay. It's just an item. It's just the TV. And I get off, and I'm like,
no! Yeah. No! You were a good faker, staying strong in the moment. That's awesome.
I mean, what do you do when your wife calls you and she's crying? Aww. You know, you're like, babe, it's okay. It's not your fault.
Yeah.
And then you cry yourself, you know?
You're a great husband. I Googled the Power Rangers SPD, by the way. SPD stands for Space Patrol Delta, like the logo
like Trump
for the
has
show.
Now. Yeah, Space Patrol
Space
Delta.
Space Patrol, exactly. So Power Rangers SPD was the television series, Power Rangers Space Patrol Delta.
Okay, I must not have seen that. I saw the originals, but okay. The kids is trying to be cool, so dad's got to get a little Power Rangers truck right there. Pam, you're on the Southwest side. Thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex show. What did your kids destroy?
Well, my son liked to play spider monkey and sneak out of his bed, and one day he got up and took a great big box of soap powder, like laundry soap powder, and dumped it all over the whole entire living room floor of the apartment.
Oh, gosh. Did you make him clean it?
You can clean it. It was so matted into the car, we had to rip it out and pay for it.
Oh, man. How much did that end up costing then?
About $800 to have the car replaced.
That is not okay. I'd be so upset.
No, he had all of his cars and stuff running through it like it was cool. I was like, dude, we're going to have to put a real gate up for you.
Hey, Pam, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Allison's in downtown this morning. What did your kid destroy?
My kid destroyed her face right before she was going to be a flower girl in my best friend's wedding.
Her face?
What'd she do?
She's not yet, and she throws these tantrums where she just bashes her face on the ground, which is awesome. But we were doing really good, like 2 weeks before the wedding, no tantrums, and then 2 days before, she threw a fit, and then she didn't realize there was a Barbie table right there, and she blacked her entire eye. So now my friend has all these pictures of Rose with a big giant black eye in all of her wedding pictures.
Oh my gosh. Oh. That flower girl got too crazy at the reception. That's what happened.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Wow. Hey, thank you, Allison, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Amanda's in Plainfield this morning, and you have a dog incident. What did your dog do?
I had come home from work, and two of my dogs had dug a hole in my brand-new couch. That way they could sit inside of it and lay their head down.
Oh, my gosh.
Without actually having to, like, lay down.
That is my biggest fear. My dogs, Benny and Paddington, I love them to death, but they have anxiety. We got our new couch like 6 months ago. I finally caved, and there was a sale at IKEA, so we have like a sectional, which could probably hold like 5 people compared to like 2, and I'm so worried that our dogs are come home one day. We're going to be there, and they're like, sorry about that.
Yeah, your dogs. You don't have kids yet, Joe, but you and Lindsay have dogs, and they have destroyed so much. They ate your Christmas tree.
They ate my wife's panties or underwear.
Ew.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
I don't know what they did. If you couldn't get through this morning, hit us up on social media. Where are we putting this up? Is it Twitter or Facebook?
Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show.
All right, and let us know, what did your kids destroy? It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Can you explain to everybody, Alex, why you are, unsure about what you're going to do or weirded out by some party invite? I'm jealous. I never get invited to anything.
I just have never seen or heard of this before. And I got a Facebook invite from this girl that I went to high school with. I'm like, I don't even live down there anymore because I grew up closer to Louisville. I'm like, I'm not going to drive down, first of all, for this, I don't think.
Okay.
But unless you say, Alex, this is incredible, you have to go. So she invites me along with all of her other Facebook friends to this. She has a dog named Todd, okay?
Okay, that's a little weird.
Okay, it's this little white dog. I don't know. You know me. I don't know dogs, so I don't know what kind of dog it is. But it's a small one. Kind of looks like a terrier / chihuahua type of thing.
That sounds like probably a Maltese or something.
Maybe. I don't know. But his name is Todd. This is the Facebook invite. Join us for Todd's coming out party. Please celebrate Todd's truth with us this Sunday at 1 p.m. We always knew Todd was special, but it's become increasingly more obvious over the last few months that Todd prefers Adams over Eves, and we want to celebrate that. Who doesn't love a good excuse for booze and fun? Please rock your most obnoxious rainbow attire and bring your four-legged friends as we commemorate a special moment in Todd's life.
Wait, am I understanding this correctly?
Yeah.
Todd was born this way?
Todd is gay, and they want to have a coming out party for their dog. Who does that? I've never heard of this.
This is genius. What? What a great idea. 317-239-1009. Would you go to a kind of, what would we even name this kind
of party?
A dog
coming out party. A dog coming out party. First of all, can dogs be gay?
Oh, yes. They can be really gay. Yes.
I don't know about all that. I think they just like any butt, no matter whose.
They just like to hump everything?
They just like to hump everything, no matter if they're Eves or Adams.
My mother-in-law and the rest of my wife's family think that my dogs, Benny and Paddington, are actually gay, and they also think they're incestual because they're brothers, and they always hump each other in weird ways and weird positions.
Yeah,
and
I just think
they're boys.
They don't know.
Is having a dog coming out party, is that appropriation?
Appropriation of homosexuals?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, 317-239-1009.
What were they thinking when they named him Todd anyway? Didn't they? I mean, you know, you
named
him
Todd. Margo.
It's like you're asking for him to be gay. Todd? That's the gayest name of all.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Sarah.
Sarah, are you going to go to this party? I mean, should Alex go? What do you think?
Absolutely go.
First of all, can dogs be gay? And second of all, have you heard of dog coming out parties?
I mean, no, but she has to go. I got to know what happens at this party.
I do too. I want to know, like, what kind of, are they going to have, like, games that they're going to play?
I'm sure. And they want you to bring your dogs.
Oh, you want to borrow my dogs?
No, not really.
Okay. But I mean, like, you'll be the only person there without a dog.
I know. That's the other thing. I feel like I would stand out. Kira just tweeted us at Joan Alex Show. She said pups and alcohol are literally the best mix.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like a really fun time right there.
But see, that's the thing. It's like drinking and stuff, and I don't live there anymore. So that'd be trying to drive home after that 2-hour drive.
Well,
you know?
Is the Egyptian going to be able to come with you, or are you going to have to ride solo on that?
No,
one?
I'd have to go by myself. That's the thing.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I don't know about this, but I do think it's funny, and I do think that, you know, pictures of this would be funny.
I think if enough people call in at 317-239-1009, Alex, and say you should go,
oh my gosh,
then you should go. Let's see here. Daniela in Greenwood, should Alex go to this dog named Todd? He's now gay. He's coming out. They're going to have a little party for him. Should she go?
Cue the Lady Gaga.
You need some more of this?
I mean, I think the invitation said it all. It's a great excuse for some booze and partying.
There's going to be a bunch of bitches there.
But Todd isn't into bitches. That's the thing. Todd's into Tyrone. I can't believe this. I put a picture up on Joan Alex Show Instagram of what I think Todd looks like. A close example, because I am scared, my friend. I don't want her to see that I'm, like, talking about. I just think, like, is this a little over the top? Have we gone too far with these weird parties? I mean, she said, who doesn't love an excuse for a party? But I feel like with gender reveals and extra baby showers and all these different things, engagement parties and now dog coming out parties, like, people just want to relax and watch Office reruns on a Sunday.
I think your friend's on the cutting edge of something here. Katie, you're in McCordsville. Alex needs to go, right?
Absolutely. Don't you remember Legally Blonde, Bruiser, and Leslie the Rottweiler?
Yes, I forgot about Bruiser.
I have never seen it. Can you explain it?
They basically find out that both dogs are male, and they have a wedding, and it's like a whole thing.
I totally forgot. That is a great point. So you would be really into it then if one of your friends had a dog coming out party for their pet.
I mean, I'm down to party anyway.
So then I guess what she said on the invitation, like, she's right. She says, who doesn't love a good excuse for booze and fun? And she wants everyone to rock obnoxious rainbow attire, is what she said, because we're commemorating a special moment for Todd's life.
Wow. Well, I'm ordained. I don't know if I'm ordained to marry dogs or not in the state of Indiana, but I would do that if services were required. And Benny and Paddington, my pups, if you're listening this morning, I love you. If you're gay, straight, whatever it might be, bi, it doesn't matter, trans species.
I want to hear from someone that actually does have what they think is a gay pet.
Does anybody have a gay pet? Like, can animals be gay? Do you have a dog or a cat or maybe a gay cow? Whatever.
Fish. Yeah, gay cows.
Yeah, I think there could be some gay
Moo.
Fish. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, there's different types. There's like moo, like an angry gay cow.
Yes.
Or like moo.
Cow that doesn't want to take any more crap. I'm sick of you wearing last season's clothes.
This is utterly ridiculous. Let's go to TJ on the west side. Hey, TJ, what do you think?
I just wanted to say that I'm sorry, Alex. I think you should really go because I just want to see what happens. Like, what happens at a gay dog party?
Coming out.
I know, right? I'm wondering the same thing. Like, what are the party favors? I don't know.
Yeah, probably some bones and stuff like that.
Bones.
Maddie on the South Side. Can dogs be gay? What do you think?
Yes, they can definitely be gay.
Why?
Well, my grandpa's got a dog, and she will only hump other male dogs. She will not allow them to hump her.
You mean, you mean girls?
Yeah, she will only hump male dogs.
But then wouldn't that be straight?
She's just horny as hell, that's all.
Well, no, because she will not let any other, I think she's gay.
But I don't understand that.
If it's a girl dog humping males,
then that's not
gay.
That's
heterosexual.
No, she will hump any dog, but she will not allow a dog to hump her.
Okay, she's bi. A dog. She's bi. Yeah, your dog isn't gay. Okay. Your dog's bi.
Hey, you know what, though? It wasn't the topic, but we talked bi animals, too, so thank you for calling in.
We're getting a couple of messages from people that are saying dogs humping the same-sex dog is a dominance thing. It's not. Dogs can't be gay.
No, I've heard that, but this is why we ask questions. Listen, we're not animal experts here. We're just two people that talk on the radio, and we're asking for your input here, and also should Alex go. Julie in Zionsville, you actually have a gay animal, is this correct? What do you have?
Well, I think he is. His name's Oliver. He's a cat, and why we think that is because specifically, like, he's your typical cat that he'll come to you if he wants attention, but don't go to him. But anytime we have especially a working man in our house, like, he came to fix the fridge, he came to fix the air conditioner, came to fix the internet, Oliver will not let them work. He will just do circles around them, meow at them, stretch on them, and then as soon as they're gone, he disappears. He's gone.
But see, Oliver is just like the name Todd. I feel like you're asking for it.
Well, we might have, and we gave him a companion, a little boy cat named Thor, so we probably set him up for this.
Cute.
You did, and Thor sounds like, you know, he's bringing the hammer. There we
go. Or takes
go.
It, whatever.
Okay, all right. Thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex show. Let's go to Christina in Brownsburg. Hey, you're on the show. What did you want to say?
Alex, I think you should totally go.
But it's so far and it's drinking. I don't know that I'm going to really be able to make it, but I do think it's an interesting thing to be invited to.
I mean, you don't always have to drink either. You can go just to see what it's about, too.
Yeah, that's true.
But I have a friend that actually throws keggers for his dog's birthday every year.
Oh, and do people
awesome.
Go? No, I've actually been to one, and everybody just brings. I don't have a dog, but everyone else just brings their dog, and you just get drunk
Put
and let your dog play.
I like
play
that
together
one.
And all that.
Thank you. All right, last call, Jennifer in Greenwood. Your dog's gay, huh?
Yes, I promise he is, and I have like solid proof. So one year for Halloween, we got him a costume, and it was Batman. So I put him on it, put the Batman costume on him. He was just kind of like, whatever. So I then got his rainbow tutu because I wanted a girl dog. And I swear, like, the moment I put that on him, he was super, super happy. Like, I legit have pictures and everything.
Whoa!
So,
can you send us photos, like, either Joe and Alex show if you DM us on Instagram or maybe on our Radio Now 100.9 Facebook? I'd love to see that.
Absolutely. And then also, I do have another male dog, and he likes to, like, lick his treat area. So.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so my dog is gay, and it's fine. Like, we don't care. My husband thinks, like, it's the silliest thing, but I'm like, no, he's for sure gay.
Would you consider having a coming out party for him?
I wouldn't. I think that's a little excessive. I do think it's hysterical, and, like, I would totally go just to see, because that's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Well, there you go.
If anybody listening right now, Jennifer included, if you change your mind, Alex, Live the Web Girl, I'm volunteering us. Wouldn't we want to go to like a coming out party for somebody's animal?
For sure. We'll MC it.
It would be the greatest thing ever. Please welcome, it's Todd. Oh, sorry about that one.
It's the Joe and Alex show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Khloe Kardashian posted a cryptic message on Instagram. The reality star posted on her Instagram story, "If you've been brutally broken but still have the courage to be gentle to other living things, then you're a badass with the heart of an angel." The quote comes after she's been posting puzzling messages on social media referencing the hours of sleep she's lost due to overthinking and stressing the importance of mental health. Some think that the quotes are a reference to her dealing with her boyfriend Tristan Thompson, who's cheated on her in the past. Liv, do you think she's fed up and she's gonna be done?
I can only pray she is, because she is so much better than that cheating dirtbag, and she needs to realize her worth.
Why don't you guys want to see love work?
Because it's not going to work with him. He doesn't
respect
her.
They've got a little child. They need to stay together if they can.
That's
and
the worst advice.
No, that's the worst advice. You should never stay together with someone who does not respect you and treat you like absolute crap.
People
just
change,
because
though.
you have a child with him. Fine, then
people
let him
change.
Let him change and show it and prove it to her, and then you get back together.
Has
with
he cheated
him.
On her since then?
Yes.
Yeah, well, supposedly.
Oh, awkward. I didn't know that.
Steven Seagal walked out of a BBC Newsnight interview on Thursday when he was asked about being accused of sexual misconduct. The actor has been accused of misconduct or strange solo encounters by several major Hollywood figures, including Portia de Rossi.
But you obviously spend a lot of time in Russia. You spend a lot of time in America. You're making films and so forth. And in terms of your life in America, you've been very much caught up in all the allegations of sexual harassment. You had a rape allegation against you, and I wonder how you deal with all that.
He's getting up.
Hello, Steven Seagal.
Take the microphone off you.
Yeah.
He just walked out and he just left.
Seagal there, and of course, although he didn't respond there, he has said previously he denies any allegations that have been made against him.
Awkward.
Yep. It looks like Chris Evans is done playing Captain America. He tweeted, "Officially wrapped on Avengers 4. It was an emotional day, to say the least. Playing this role over the last 8 years has been an honor. To everyone in front of the camera, behind the camera, and in the audience, thank you for the memories. Eternally grateful." In a previous interview, the actor did allude to retiring and said, "You want to get off the train before they push you off." So, I don't know if you're a Captain America fan. I'm not into superhero movies, so I don't care, but I know a lot
not,
of people
but
are.
If you're, I wonder if people are a big fan of the franchise, if they're like, no!
Cuba Gooding Jr. talked about the one movie role that he wanted but didn't get, and that it eventually went to Jamie Foxx.
I did team petting and cutting horse competition in the rodeo, and I wanted Django. Django Unchained. I wanted that so bad. I even did a screen test for Quentin Tarantino, but he had Jamie in his mind, and Jamie was brilliant in it, but that was the one where I was like,
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Is everybody having a good day so far? Are we doing good up in here?
Well, I'm okay, except that my freaking crescent roll is dried out.
Oh, wow.
My bread. I've been getting like.
I didn't know if that
case.
Represented something else. I'm like, well,
like how
that's
in the,
bad news.
No, not that. Not that crescent roll, a real one.
That crescent roll's doing just fine.
You know how you get a case of them in the bakery section of a supermarket. They're like made fresh or whatever. Well, I get one case for a week, and I bring one little crescent roll in my juice every morning, and I have my little roll. And today's, I guess I waited too long to eat it. It's a little dry, so I spit it out.
Did you seal up the box tight?
Yeah, I felt like I did, but I don't know. Maybe you can only eat it within a few days or something. So I'm sad and depressed that my crescent roll isn't edible anymore.
Ha ha, loser!
I'm just kidding. Sorry you're dealing with that. Let's find somebody that's hopefully not having as many problems as we
are.
Yeah,
it sounds like you really care.
I do. Ashley and Franklin, do you care about Alex's dried out crescent roll?
No!
Hey, at least you're being honest. We're going to play a catchphrase this morning. Would you like to be on Alex's team, or would you like to be team dry crescent roll? Or do you want to be on Team Joe today?
Let's be Team Joe.
Okay.
Just wow.
Just to be fair, my crescent roll is kind of dry too. So let's see here. We'll get somebody else to be Alex's teammate. Jimmy, you're going to be Alex's teammate. Is that cool?
Yeah, that works.
You care about my bread not being moist?
No, I don't, but hopefully you win.
Thank you.
People are brutal this morning.
I was going to say, Jimmy, you're kind of dry this morning yourself. Okay, let me lock you in there. This is how the game's going to work. We have until the buzzer goes off. You have to say the word exactly as it's written on your paper. You can pass one time, and that is it. Whoever has the most words right wins at the end. In the event of a tie, Liv the Web Girl will explain the rules to us. Yes, Judge Liv.
Do not peek at the paper while it's folded over, because I accidentally bolded the words so you can really see them through.
Oh, okay.
While Alex peeking?
So. No.
No, she wasn't. She wasn't. I made sure she wasn't.
Okay, Alex, would you like to go first with your really excited teammate, Jimmy, or do you want me and Ashley to go?
Well, Liv didn't explain the rules.
I.
You said Liv was going to.
No, she said in an event of a tie.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, I'm sorry! I'm distracted by my dried bread.
Legit. Do you listen to anything I say?
Yes.
We can talk for 4 hours and I swear you don't listen to me.
Well, after a while, I do tune you out. No, I'm kidding. Okay, you can go first because I went first last time we played.
Okay, that means it's going to be me and Ashley. Jimmy, make sure you're quiet in the background, bud. Ashley, we can only skip one time, so make sure you're listening, all right?
Okay, perfect.
All right, cool. Here we go. We're going to catch phrase in 3, 2, 1, go. Something you get after you break a dollar. What's left? Like the money. It's called what?
Change.
Okay, when somebody's dead on their tombstone, it's these three letters?
R.I.P.
Okay, well, what does that say? Like if you tear something.
R.I.P.
No, but if you tear something, you what it?
Rip.
Yep, okay. Something's beautiful. The scenery's amazing. It's relaxing. You say,
sunset.
Wow. But what does it call? It's like, wow, this is really what?
Peaceful?
Something like that. A word similar to that.
Beautiful?
Skip it. This is a Beastie Boy. Whoa, that clock was really short.
Two.
It was tranquil. I don't know what else I could have done there.
Yeah. I was thinking that.
Right. Calming.
Calming. All right. So I got two before the buzzer went off?
Yes, you did. And so Jimmy and Alex, you guys just have to get more than two.
Okay. Ready, Jimmy?
Yep.
All right.
3, 2, 1, catchphrase.
This is when it's not forever. It's only... You only have it for a...
He said skip.
Okay. This is, like you say, blank you, but not a swear word. It's also a term for, like, doing it.
Get it done.
You use the tool, you turn the nut or the bolt into something, you're what? It's Friday. A what? It was screw, and the first word was temporary.
Okay, I do have to say, though, you said it's also a term for doing it, and you say blank you. It could be...
Screw you.
Yeah, or...
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, we know. as the only person on the Joe and Alex show that has said the F word on the air, yes, we know. Yeah, you did. We almost got fired for it.
No, I did not.
Jimmy, sorry about that. Good news, Ashley. We win this morning.
Awesome.
Yeah. You're going to go see Fall Out Boy and Machine Gun Kelly Sunday night at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Real quick, let's celebrate.
Good job, Ashley.
Stay there.
And they stay there.
Another thing is, besides my dried crescent roll, I also have a sty in my eye today. So
oh,
I'm just really
gross.
It's just hard for me today.
Hey, thoughts and prayers going out
thank you.
To Alexandra Clark.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
I don't know who's going to do this, but I think we need to recreate this in the hallway and put it up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. So follow us right now at Joe and Alex Show. Police in Florida were called to a Total Wine and More, that's a store down there, to deal with two women who were intoxicated and causing a disturbance. No, this is not Alex. This was not Live the Web Girl. This is something else. The store manager reported that two women were trying, but failing miserably, to reenact a scene from the movie Dirty Dancing.
Oh, which one?
The part where they run, she runs to him.
And they pick him up?
Run, baby, run! She jumps in! Oh my gosh!
The time of my life!
I try, you know how like whenever you're in a bridal party or part of the groom's party or whatever in the
yes.
wedding, you all have to do like an entrance when you walk in? Well, my idea for my best friend's wedding was for me and the guy I was walking with to do this, and my best friend got mad at me and was like, no, sorry, Alex, you're not going to do that and upstage me as the bride. I was like, well, I wasn't thinking that. I just thought of something unique and funny.
Oh, my
sure
God.
She got a little mad at me.
Yeah, brides can be that way, though. Most of them is like, well, it's all about me. That would be cool,
though. But
then
I felt embarrassed, though, because I wasn't trying to do that. I was just trying to
come
up with something
fun. Right, do something
fun. You should have, like, requested the song later. That would have been pretty dope to do that, too, though. But, yeah, they tried to do that, and they were also trying to buy alcohol, but he refused them service and told them, get the heck out of there. At some point, they came back to the store. That's when the cops were called. One of the women was escorted out, while the other said, you know what? whatever. She got a little belligerent, and she was arrested on a disorderly intoxication charge. So can we go do this right now and put it up on our Instagram?
Liv is going to catch you, and you're going to be the jumper?
Yes.
No. Okay, yeah.
I feel like jumping, damn it. Why can't I, a big, sexy, 400-pound man, jump?
Well, let's see if you can get up there. I feel like you're going to get like an inch off the ground.
You'll have to stand
on
a chair.
I'm laying down.
Yeah.
That's your dummy of the day.
Had the time of my life.
I don't know that you're going to be able to handle Murder Monday this Monday. I'm looking at it right now. I'm reading about it. I think this is going to be the one that pushes you over the edge, Joe. And especially Liv the Web Girl.
What can I expect?
Well, it is about a guy who was an abortion doctor, but they say that he is.
I'm good.
I just got chills already.
I know. I'm telling you what, this one is a brutal one, and there's a movie that's coming out next week about this guy, which is why I'm doing this guy for Murder Monday next week. Definitely something you're not going to want to miss, but I'm warning you, this is a brutal one. So there's that. 7:30 Monday morning.
I also just want people to know that this, like, break opened up, like when we first hopped on air, Alex and Joe just kept staring at each other, giving awkward looks back and forth, and it probably wasn't actually an hour, but it felt like an hour long of you guys just giving these weird looks.
Well, sometimes the radio. Sometimes in radio, you don't really know behind the scenes. Like, can I talk or like, are you wanting to say something? Because I got something to say.
Well, I don't know.
It was so funny.
Because we always get ready to do something, and then Alex will just look at me and like wave, and it's like the song's ending. 3, 2, 1. And I'm like,
What did you want? Well, what did you want? Did you have something you wanted to share with the class? I mean, I don't understand. Why are you mad?
No, I just was going to see what's going on with everybody because I know we got plans this weekend.
Here's the problem, too, is that me and Joe are constantly, I feel like, talking during when we're not on air, like being like, oh, did you get that clip? Do you have this?
Here's what's coming up next.
Oh, this is coming up. Like, make sure you have this in time, blah, blah. We always are talking. Alex is sucked into her phone or into her laptop the entire time and does not hear a single word or pay attention to anything we say, and then Joe will be like, oh, we're on in 5. And Alex is like, oh, wait, let me say this. And Joe's like, what?
Alex has spent about a good hour and a half today watching some behind the scenes office thing with Dwight Schrute.
Who can blame me?
I don't know, us doing a show maybe.
It's behind the scenes. We were on the air. Okay. It's important research. You know, you're always looking at real life experiences and different things for inspiration, for topics to talk about. That's how radio works.
All right, what do you got going on this weekend, ladies, real quick? What do you got going on, Alex?
I'm going to the Carmel game at Warren Central tonight.
Yeah, Friday night blitz.
I'm really nervous about this, but I'm going to Indy Scream Park tonight, and I haven't been to a haunted house since I was in 7th grade.
I'm so excited. You're going to record it, right?
So scared. I'm going to record the entire thing. I'm taking Joel Daddy, my boyfriend, with me. I'm terrified.
Awesome. So like 7 a.m. Monday morning, we can listen to the audio of you going through it.
I'm so nervous. Like, I already have anxiety about it.
Well, that just means it's going to be good, because if you're really that scared, it's going to be great.
Yeah. Ugh. I hope you bring some Depends. I'm excited, but I'm also worried we're going to get lost. I'm going to have my GPS, like, find my iPhone thing going on. I'm going out. Well, tonight I'm going to see Chris Stapleton in concert. That'll be really cool at Clips. Hopefully it doesn't rain too much. But Saturday...
No, it's not Clips anymore. It's Ruoff Home Mortgage Music Center.
Oh, my bad. That was a total slip. I'm sorry.
It happens to literally everyone because the name changes, like, every 5 days. So it's all right.
Ruoff Home Mortgage Music Center is where I will be at. And then Saturday, I'm going to Counter Prairie with my little bro, Michael, from Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing the maze. I don't know if we're going to make it out or not.
You may not. If you don't, then it'll be the Liv and Alex show Monday.
For sure. And then I'm going to, I believe, Indy 11 have their last home game or their last game of the year. So I'm going to be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
I haven't been to one of those yet. Lucas Oil Stadium.
I am so lost. I've already checked out for the weekend. I'm going to be there Saturday night. So hopefully we get to run into some listeners and have a good time. So if you missed anything, RadioNowIndy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex show. Everything is there for you. Alex, Liv the Web Girl, myself, Joe. You know what we got to do, right?
Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.